chapter number 2, and we'll begin reading about verse 23 tonight. We'll read one verse, and we'll try to look there at a couple of different things. Let's stand to your feet, if you will, and we'll look at scripture here. While you're standing right there, turn around and shake hands with somebody. The Lord just kind of nudged my heart to do that, amen. Tell them you appreciate them. Tell them you love them, amen. If you can't tell them you appreciate them, you love them, better get in the altar, amen. You better love that person you just shook hands with. You're going to spend eternity with them if they say. Shake hands with me. Amen, amen. We're going to spend eternity together, amen. What a blessing to know that. I don't know about you, but I love God's people. I love the fellowship with God's people. And I'm going to be honest with you, sometimes we don't get to spend enough time together. Amen. I enjoy fellowship dinners. I enjoy just getting together with God's people. There's coming a day when we ain't going to be separated. We'll be in heaven together. Boy, I can't wait. Amen. And the best thing about it, Jesus is going to be in the midst. Amen. He'll be right there in the middle of us. Boy, I appreciate that. I really do. Thank God for that. Look with us in John chapter 2 and verse 23 tonight. I'm going to read verses 23, 24, and 25. And we'll take our text there in verse 23 tonight. Probably finish up the section that we've been preaching on there where he knew men. He knows you. He knows everything about us, okay? And we're going to look at a lot of different things, a lot about that tonight. And we'll probably finish that up tonight and go into chapter 3 and looking at Nicodemus next week, if the Lord let us, and go a little farther in this. We'll get out of the book of John here in 20 or 30 years sometime, try to. Amen. If the Lord tarries, if he don't, we'll go up there and we'll know it all anyway. Amen. Bible says we'll know. Amen. We'll know those things. And I believe when we get to heaven, we're going to know every bit of it. Amen. Thank God for that. Verse 23, the Bible says, now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. Let's pray. Father, we come again thanking you, Lord, for grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have, God, to gather ourselves together. Lord, we know, God, it ain't anything again that we merit, Lord, that we would do. Lord, that would have just merited us an opportunity to come together, but we sure do appreciate you, Lord, allowing us the opportunity to come gather together. Lord, even more than that, we thank you, God, that you're in the midst tonight. Thank you, Lord, that we've already felt your presence, God. And Lord, I just want to thank you for that. You said, Lord, where two are gathered in your name, you'd be in the midst. Lord, we know you're here. And Lord, we sure do appreciate you coming and showing up. If you don't show up, we just well go home. God, we thank you for being here tonight. Lord, we pray you'd come. Lord, speak to our hearts tonight through the reading of your word. Lord, through the preaching of your word. God, I pray you'd just touch our hearts. Lord, that you'd help us, Lord, to put that word into our heart. Let us walk a little closer to you, Father. Oh, God, be closer today or tomorrow and tomorrow than we did yesterday. God, I pray. Lord, I ask you now that you'd have your will and your way in the furtherance of the service. Bless us, Lord, as we stand tonight. Oh, God, you know my frame tonight. Lord, I'm unable and unworthy, God, to be able to preach tonight. Lord, I need your help. I need your touch. Father, I pray for a fresh oil and fresh unction tonight. God, to come upon my body. Lord, hide me behind the old rugged cross. Lord, that I might be able to preach, thus saith the word of God. Please, Lord, by my tongue, don't let me say anything I shouldn't, Lord, but everything I should, Lord, I pray. Have your will your way tonight, Father. We give you praise for that you do. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen, amen. You may be seated. I'm going to look in verse 23 tonight. It's where we're going to take our text, and we'll mainly be here in this scripture tonight. We've been looking again at that he knows us. He knows everyone. And we've been preaching on that several weeks and looking at a lot of different things there. We told you, first of all, he knew those that were in the temple there buying and selling sacrifices. We looked at a lot of things there. We looked at a lot of the, if you will, those that sold the sheep, those that sold the oxen and all that, and those sold the doves and all those things. And if you want the copies of my notes, I've actually typed them out. So if you want copies of those notes, I'd give them to you, amen, for a small fee, say amen. Nah, they're free. I'm kidding. They're free. But anyway, if you can make them out, they might help you a little bit. Amen. But then we talked about how he knew his disciples. He knew everything about his disciples that his disciples was going to need
to see that Jesus was the final authority, okay? He knew that. Now, I'll say again one more time, church, and I believe we're preaching to a church tonight. I believe we need to understand that He is the final authority. And us as disciples, if we'll get that thought in our minds that He is the final authority, it'll help us, amen? It'll help us to walk closer than we've ever walked before. You say, preacher, you've already said that about a dozen times. Well, Lord, may that's my heart said about a dozen more, amen? Because I believe that's something that we need to hear in the day and time we're living, okay? So I looked at that. And then we looked at He knows those Jewish people there. He knew the Jews. We looked at that last week, kind of in depth, and maybe even the week before that, and we told you that's that religious bunch. That's those that feel like they're doing right. The Bible says over there in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 16 over there, there's a way which seemeth right unto men, but the end thereof the ways of death. Listen, there is a way that man will think that is right, but yet it will be wrong, and they'll die and go to hell. You say, preacher, I don't know that I believe that. That's the Bible, amen. Many places or several places in the Bible, you'll see those statements there where He looked at those folk and said, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you. And that's a sad place to be, but it is a truthful place. It is a place that it will actually happen, I believe. Amen. But I don't want to get bogged down in all that, because if I do, we'll stay there a while, okay? But tonight we want to look there in verse 23. And we'll think about this, that He knew those that believed. He knows those that believed. Amen. If you're saved tonight, say amen. Amen. If you're glad of it, say glory, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. Amen. So I'm going to be preaching tonight to those that have believed. Amen. Now I look at this scripture here, and I read after a commentary, and I appreciate what Brother Kevin said Sunday morning as he was preaching. Boy, I appreciate them messages he preached Sunday morning. Thank God for him coming and helping us on those. But he said this, you got to be careful with those commentaries, okay? You'll read those commentaries, and sometimes they've gone plumb crazy, okay? I'm just going to be honest with you. They don't know what they're talking about. If it goes against that book, don't go with it. Amen. The commentaries is nothing more than man's comments, okay? But the Word of God, your King James Bible, will stand when the world's on fire. Amen. It is truth, okay? But we read in there in the scriptures that verse 23 that he's talking about those that believed. I read a commentary this evening that said he didn't believe they got saved, he didn't believe they believed. I said, well, the Bible says they did, so why should we not believe that? Amen. So as we look here, I believe we're talking about those people that actually believed in the Lord Jesus. Amen. So I want to say to you tonight, thinking about the message tonight, is that He knows them that believed. Amen. I want to say this, I'm glad He knows me tonight. Amen. I'm glad He knows me tonight. I do believe this from the depths of my heart, and you may agree with me, you can disagree with me, and I've said this before. I believe one of the greatest characteristics of God, one of the greatest characteristics of Jesus Christ, is that He knows everything, okay? I've looked at it and I've studied about the characteristics of God, and we can look at a lot of different things. He's all-powerful. He's ever-present. I mean, He's everywhere we go. We could look at a lot of different characteristics of God tonight. But church, I'm going to be honest with you. I think one of the greatest things for you and I is that He knows us, amen? He knows everything about us, amen? And I want to do it this way if I can tonight. I want to give you three things that He knows about those that believe. Amen. Three things that He knows about those that believe. Number one, He knows their past. Number two, He knows their present. Number three, He knows their future. Amen. Somebody ought to say, glory, hallelujah, right there. If that makes you nervous, you might ought to get up here and get saved. Amen. If that makes you nervous that God knows everything you do, you might not be right with God. Amen. Because there must be something in your life that you don't want God to know about. Amen. But listen, if you'll just be honest with God and honest with yourself, you'll realize He's the final authority. He already knows everything. Amen. So we should just submit to Him. Agree with me? Say amen. I believe that tonight. I believe we'll just realize He knows us tonight. Oh, listen, I don't know about you, but as I began to study this, I had to just say glory, hallelujah, that God knows me. Do you realize what a privilege it is for God to know you tonight? I mean, listen, little old me, a little boy off Turkey Cove that ain't nothing tonight, but yet the God of heaven knows me. Amen. Yet Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died for me. Yet the Holy Ghost of God comes down and walks with me and lives with me and cares for me. Why, how good that is. Amen. I say, glory to God that He knows me tonight. Amen. I thank God that He does. He knows their past. If you will, think with me in the scriptures here. Read with me again, verse 23. He says, now when He was in Jerusalem at the Passover in the feast day, many believed in His name when they saw the miracles which He did. Now, if you notice during the feast days and during the Passover here, Jerusalem, if you'll study, Jerusalem would be a very crowded place. I mean, there'd be folks that come from all around. They'd be come from every place around Jerusalem, and they'd come back to this place of Jerusalem there to keep the Passover, if you will, and to keep those feast days, if you will. So can I say to you tonight that Jesus, being there in the midst of the Passover, being there in the midst of the feast days, right there in the middle of Jerusalem, He knew everybody that was there. Can you imagine that? That just boggles my mind. I don't know about you, but that just boggles my mind. Him walking through the middle of a crowd, and yet He knows every one of them by name. He knows every one of them's heart. He knows what's going on in their life. He knows, thank God, He knows everything about them. Amen. You say, preacher, what else He know about? Well, let's think about it just a minute. He knows their past. I got to thinking about this. He knows their name. Amen. If He walked down the street there, and I'm going to be totally honest with you right here, I have a horrible time with names, okay? Some folks will come in new in the church and they'll tell me their names and they walk out, and by the time they get to the car, my mind goes, it's like that, and I can't even remember their names. Some of you, I've asked you about a dozen times what your name is. Please don't hold that against me, okay? That's my little old brain, okay? I've got so many things in there, so much in there, it just won't hold it, okay? But listen, Jesus ain't that away. When Jesus was walking down the streets of Jerusalem, man, this place was crowded. Everybody around, I'm telling you. But you know what He could have done? He could have walked up to every individual in that place, and He could have called them by name. Amen. He could have said Jim Anglin. He could have said Mike Moran. He could have said Marshall Crenshaw. He could have said each one of their names and called them by name. Amen. Ain't it good He knows your name tonight? Amen. Your name sets you apart. Your name causes you to be set apart from everybody else. Amen. I'm just glad He knows my name tonight. Amen. That's my past. I got my earthly name from my mom and daddy, but He knows that earthly name. And do you realize He knew it before you was born? Amen. Jeremiah says over there, before you was formed in your womb there, He said, I knew you. Amen. Thank God. That kicks those abortionists, amen, right in the nose, amen. That gets rid of them, amen, that says that's not a baby there. I'm here to tell you it is a baby, amen. It is a life, and it's nothing more than murder when they abort them, amen. Hey, listen to me tonight. He knows you. He knows your name. Oh, God, thank you for that. I'm glad He knows your name tonight. Let me say this. Not only does He know your name, He knows your age tonight. He knows how old you are, amen. Amen. Yesterday was my birthday. He knows how old I am. Amen. I'm 51, okay? I'll go ahead and admit it, but He knows that. Amen. He knows when I was born. He knows how old I am now. He knows where I'm going to die. There's going to be an age out there that God's going to come and get me. Amen. But He knows that age. Ain't you glad He knows when you, amen, when you was born? He knows how old you are. Think about that just for a second. He knows where you're at in your life. Amen. We've got teenagers in here. We've got youngins in here. We've got middle age. We've got elderly folk. We've got folks that are several ages, different age groups. But yet God knows each and every one of you and knows what you need in those ages. Amen. Knows where you're at in your life. Knows if you're looking, maybe teenagers sometimes are looking for schools to go to. They're looking for mates. God knows that. He's taking care of that. Amen. You get to the middle age there and you got other troubles, but God knows that. Amen. You get to that end out there, but God's still giving grace. Amen. All, can I say, God, thank God for grace. Amen. He gives it all the way through of our lives. God knows our age tonight. Amen. I'm talking about our past. That's what God knows. He knows our name. He knows her age. He knows what's happened. Boy, I thought a lot about this as I come on the scene. And I thought about all the things that God knows about us. Let me say this one more time. I'm glad he knows me. Amen. He knows my past. Can't say to you, he knows your family. He knows where you came from. How many of you in here have got a mom and daddy? Well, everybody didn't raise their hand. I'm getting worried. They must have found you out under cabbage leaf. Amen. Listen, we've everyone got mom and daddy, do we not? Amen. Mama knows. Listen, mom and daddy. I have a mom and daddy. Thank God for my mother and dad. But I won't say now God knowed me before even my mom and daddy did. Amen. Thank God tonight he knows my family. Amen. I'm a Hollyfield. That don't mean nothing. Ain't nothing but a name, but God knows me tonight. We ain't nothing a little old country boy, but God knows me tonight. Amen. Somebody ought to say, Lord, hallelujah, that he knows our family tonight. Amen. He knowed my granddaddy, my great-granddaddy, my great-great-granddaddy. He knowed them all. Amen. Knows all the family. I thought about Jerusalem there. If you'll study in the scriptures that the Jewish people, they loved, if you will, or they held very tightly to their lineage. All the way back to Abraham. We're going to look just a little bit here, maybe just in a minute, about in John chapter 4, about the Samaritan woman there by the well. And the Bible talks about there that it was Jacob's well. And she told Jesus there, told him, said, this is our father Jacob's well. Boy, she's proud of that, okay? She's proud. She looked to her lineage there, okay? God knows your lineage tonight. Can I say to you, if you're saved tonight, born again, you're a father Abraham, amen. But listen, he knows Abraham, does he not? He knows Noah, he knows Adam, amen. He knows all our family. He knows, can I say to you tonight, he knows your past. He knows all about your past, amen. Well, say glory to God, he knows my past. Amen. I want to say this, he knew where they'd been. Not only did he know who they'd been, he knew where they had been. Now, I'm going to be honest with you right here. This scares some folk. He knows where you've been this week. He knows the places, the paths that you've taken. He knows the things that you've done. Amen. He knows some thoughts that you've had. Amen. He knows all these things. You say, preacher, that worries me. Well, it does in a way. But I say, glory to God for grace. He's already paid for those sins. Amen. How many of you sinned today? Every one of us did. Bible says there's none good, no, not one. But he knows every one of them, and he paid for every one of them. Amen. I'm glad he knows them. Amen. Listen to me tonight. Very elementary right here. If he didn't know all your sins, he couldn't die for all of them. Amen. Just let that sink in just for a minute there. If he didn't know every one of your sins, past, present, and future, he might have forgot one. Amen. He might have missed one, but he knows them all. Amen. Yes, the glory to God that he knows our sins tonight. We all get into places we shouldn't get into. We all do things we shouldn't do. But listen to me tonight. I'm glad God knows that. And he already paid the sin debt. He already shed his blood for those things. Amen. Glory to God for that. Amen. He knows our past. He knows the places you're walking. He knows the sins you've committed. He knows what you've done. Can I say to you right here, thank you, Lord, for the thought. He knows what's troubling you tonight. Amen. He knows what's troubling you tonight. I guarantee you, if I stopped for a minute and I took every one of you and asked you if there's troubles in your life, there's something that you have on your heart, everybody will ask for a prayer request. How many's got prayer requests? Everybody will raise their hand. You know what that tells me? There's trouble on those hearts. When they raise those hands, that means there's trouble in those lives. There's sins they've been praying about. There's sins they've been seeking God about. There's troubles and trials there. Can I say to you tonight, God knows them. Can I say to you tonight, Jesus knows them. Amen. He knows what's in your heart. He knows whether your family's got cancer or not. He knows whether your family's sick tonight. He knows whether they're lost. He knows whether you're having financial problems. He knows everything about you. He knows every trouble, every trial. Oh, and he knows what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm getting ahead of myself about everything I can do. He knows what's going to happen to you tomorrow. Those troubles and trials are going to come, but he'll know. He knows that. I already took care of it. Listen, somebody said one time, we're either going into a storm, in a storm, or coming out of a storm. Amen. And I do believe that. But I'm glad to know he is the master of the storm tonight. And he knows all about those storms. Listen, our past, he knows everything about us. He knows where we've been, the places we've went, sins we've committed, the troubles we've had. Church, I'm going to be honest with you. If I look back at my life and I see all the troubles that we've been through, it's tough. I'm going to be honest with you, that's tough. But I look back on them now and I say, glory to God, He was good. Can I say to you tonight, God's faithful? Phew, He just nudged my heart right there. Bible says, but the Lord is faithful. Oh, thank God. I got to home this evening and got down and began to study. Didn't have a whole lot of time to study. And I sat down in my study. Boy, just as fast as I could get them wrote down, the thoughts began to come to me just that quick. I mean, just that fast. And I thought to myself, Lord, just slow down. Let me get them wrote down. I can't write this fast. I said, glory to God. And the thought came to me, son, I'm faithful. When you can't, I can. Amen. When you can't, I'm able. Amen. And He's faithful tonight. Can I say, I'm glad I can preach this tonight to you tonight, that in the midst of the troubles and the storms and the trials of this life, He's faithful. Amen. He knows it already. And He is faithful tonight. Amen. Glory to God for that. Listen, He knows every storm we've been through, every trial we've been through, every place we're going, the journeys that we've went on, all the things that we've done. He knows all about our past. Amen. Somebody help me say glory, hallelujah right there. Amen. I'm glad He does. Amen. He knows all about it. Listen, let me move on. Not only does He know our past, but He knows our present. He knows your heart tonight. I say one more time, He knows your heart tonight. He knows everything. He knew why they were there. I thought about this as I read this scripture, verse 23 there. The Bible says He was there at Jerusalem. And it was the Passover days and it was the feast days, if you will. And I look at the crowd that was there all around, and I really don't believe we could make the statement that all those people were there for the Passover. I don't believe all those people were sincere in their heart, and I don't believe we can make that thought that all of them were sincere in their heart was coming for the Passover. So, preacher, I don't know about that. Well, He already had to kick a bunch out of the temple, say amen. They're there for making money, amen. They're there to get filthy lucre, okay. We realize that the Jewish people there, they were there because of pride. They were there because maybe mom and daddy had taught them to come there. And boy, it was their father's place. Father Abraham or Father Jacob caused them to do this. And boy, Moses said for us to do this. That's the reason we're there. They wasn't sincere about the worship, if you will. I mean, I could go on and on. But I want to say this tonight. He knows why they were there. He knows whether they were sincere in their heart. I wonder sometimes if we're sincere in our heart. When we come to worship Him, amen. He knows why we're here. He knows what's down deep in our heart. He knows whether we had desire to come. I don't know why, and I hope you're out here with me, okay? I'm going to make a statement right here. And if you're more spiritual than I am, that'll be all right, okay? I'm not going to fall out with you. But sometimes we come to the house of God, and we just can't wait to get here. You been there? Say amen right there. And then they sometimes that we think in our minds, I just don't know if I can make it or not. Amen, amen. You may be there tonight. I don't know. You can ask my wife. My wife sees me when I'm up and when I'm down. And you can ask her. These times I pulled out of the driveway coming on a Wednesday night and say, I just don't know if I can do it or not. If there's any preaching done, He's going to have to do it, okay? Everything I can do to get here. But boy, when I got here, it's good, amen. It's always good, amen. It's always good. But God knows our heart before we come in the door. Tonight was one of them nights I couldn't wait to get here because I had this message on my heart and I thought, boy, this is going to be good tonight. Listen, I'm glad He helps us, amen. And I thought when I got here, I thought, man, I just can't wait to get here. But you know, He knows the difference. He knows it. And listen, He knows if we come in and we're excited about worshiping. He knows if we're tired and wore out and we come in. And you know what He does? He's faithful and He blesses us either way. Amen. He blesses us either way. Thank God. He'll move in and help us either way. Amen. Say glory to God right there. Amen. I'm glad He does. But He knows our present. He knows why we're here. He knows the sincereness, if you will. He knows why they're there. He wonders if they're there sometimes just to be seen. I believe there's some folk that would just be seen. He said, preacher, I don't know about that. What about the Pharisee over there that stood and prayed in the temple? He stood and said, boy, I'm glad I ain't like that publican. I fast twice. I give a tithe. I do what I'm supposed to. You know what he's doing? He's just being seen. Look at me. Hey, look at me. Church, I hope, listen to me. I'm just like old Brother Jerry Honeycutt. I hope they never hear the name Mark Hollifield. It wouldn't hurt my feelings a bit if they didn't ever hear the name Mark Caulfield. I want them to hear the name Jesus. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. I want them to hear that name. Amen. I don't care if they ever hear my name. Amen. I want them to hear Jesus. Amen. I appreciate what Brother Kevin said Sunday, and I agree with him 100%. I've said it before myself. If I took the President of the United States, I'd have to take a step down. I believe that. I do. But it ain't me. It's him. Amen. Let's just let everybody know about Jesus. Amen. Listen, I look here in the Scriptures. He knows our present. He knows who they were. He knows why they were there. Now listen to me. I thought about this. He knows what miracle they need. Listen to me tonight. I'm talking about the believers. Read with me in the Scriptures, verse 23 again. Why did they believe? Read in that Scripture, what did he say? Because of the miracles that he did. Thank you, brother. They saw the miracles that he did. He knew just exactly which miracles that they needed. Amen. We preached out of chapter number 1 there for quite a while about the miracles. Sis mentioned it about the miracles the other day that we preached on for so long. And I said this, you need a miracle tonight? Well, I got good news. That was about December, I guess. Well, it's been about 4 or 5 months. Can I say to you again without running? I don't know. Do you need a miracle tonight? I still serve the same God. The Bible says, he said there, I change not. He's still the same God. Do you need a miracle tonight? He's got one for you. And the good news about it is he already knows which one you need. Amen. I'll guarantee you every person that was there in the crowd, every single one of them, each one of them had a different need. They wasn't all lame. Amen. They wasn't all blind. They wasn't all sick of palsy. They wasn't all different. Every one of them had different needs. But Jesus was able to supply every single need and do miracles in that place by all kinds of different ways. But listen, he knew every one of them. He knew what you need tonight. What you need tonight. Lord, this nudged my heart right here. Believe me, stop this for me and ask you a question. What do you need tonight? What kind of miracle do you need? You got something in your life that's bigger than you are. You got one of them Goliaths that's just so big, you just feel like you can't overcome it. You've got a mountain that's bigger than you are, and you just don't think you can get to the top of it. What do you need tonight? God's got it, amen. Somebody ought to be shouting hallelujah right here. I'm just glad he's got it, amen. But more than that, I'm glad he knows what I need. I may think I need one thing. He knows I need another, amen. I may think I need him to move, but he just needs to step back and just let me stay there a while and let me get a little patience and just wait on him and just get a little more faith in tribulation. That's where our patience grows. Amen. That's where our faith grows, and that's the reason God puts us there sometimes. But oh, when we need a miracle, he's there. Amen. Thank God he's there. Listen, he knows our present. He knows the miracles they needed. He knows all about that. He healed the sick. He healed the lame. He healed the blind. He raised the dead. Ain't nothing he can't do. But he knows exactly what you need tonight. He knows your miracle, what you need. And he's got that miracle. Amen. Thank God for that. Let me say number 3. Not only does he know your past, he knows your present. He knows your future. Boy, I'm glad he knows my future. He's got it wrote down. I don't know about you, that brings peace in my heart. Amen. That brings peace in my heart when we live in a terrible world that's turned upside down, gone stone crazy, killing babies and doing everything else. I'm telling you, shooting people just every own hand, just every hand, everywhere you go. God knows my future tonight. I've give it to him. Amen. Just give it to him. Amen. He'll take care of it. He knows where you're going. I thought about this crowd here and these believers. Would you say with me tonight that every one of these people that believed on Jesus actually followed him? I don't believe we could make that thought. I don't believe we could make that deduction there that every one of them followed him. I wonder those that believed on him, they probably, I don't know, probably maybe 75% that maybe stayed with him. The rest, 25, might just went off back to mom and daddy's house or went off back to their homes or went back into where they was at. I don't know. But I do know that Jesus knew that. I thought a lot about the Lord's Supper in the upper room there. The Bible says that he knew them all. He knew that one of them was going to betray him. He says in one place he knew there was a devil amongst them. Think about that. But did he cast that one out? No. He left it right there. And then finally gave him the sop. The Bible says that Judas turned and run out. I thought about how God knows our heart tonight, church, as disciples, those believers. And if I was to ask you the question tonight, I don't believe there's a person in here, including myself, that could make the statement, I've done everything I could do for God. I've followed Him every step I could follow Him. I've walked every place that I could walk with Him. I have stayed as close to Him as I could all my life. I don't believe there's anybody that could say that. Not one of us tonight. I'll be the first to raise my hand and say, I have not. He knows the same thing in my future. He knows that I'm going to fail Him in my future. Probably tomorrow. Probably before I get home. He knows that I'm going to fail Him. He knows I'm going to stray. But He ain't cast me away. I'm glad He knows that. And you see, those are sins. Those times that we fail God, those times that we stray like that, that's sin. Grieve and say amen. The Bible says, for him knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And so if we know to do good and we don't do that, it is a sin to us. God knows that. Listen, Jesus knows that. He knew everything about these believers, and He knew those believers, whether they were going to believe Him or not, whether they were going to walk with Him or not. In the future, He knew what was going to happen. But He still loved them. Still went to the cross for them. I don't know about you, but I think the most greatest thing about salvation is that God looked at my life from past to present to future, every single bit of it. He saw all my failures. He saw all my sins. He saw all my wickedness, all my iniquities, and still went to Calvary and died for me. He's seen all that, seen every bad thing I did, and still died for me. I say glory to God for that. That ought to put a shout in a backslid Baptist, Methodist, or Presbyterian. Amen. Listen, to know that God knows us, amen, and yet died for us, yet went to Calvary for us. He knows us tonight, amen. Somebody ought to help me shout right there. I can't shout for preaching, amen. If I could, I would, amen, but I'm glad tonight that He knows us. Oh, what a blessing to know that. He knows whether we're going to walk with Him or not. But listen to me tonight. Not only does He know whether we're going to walk with Him, but He knows our future. He knows our end out there. He knows where we're going to. He knows exactly the end. Now listen to me tonight. I'm going to try to sum up very quickly tonight. I read in the scriptures that the Bible says for to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. Glory, hallelujah right there. When I lay this old body down and draw this last breath, I'm going to open my eyes and see Jesus. I had a dear friend from over at Long Ridge Baptist Church over there. He was preaching over there, filling in when we was between Hefner's and here. And God allowed us to go over there and preach several Sundays. Boy, I enjoyed it, really do. Met some great people, fell in love with a lot of people over there. And one dear brother that I met over there, I became great friends with, Dwight Woody's his name. I don't know if any of you know him or not. Blessing. I'm telling you, just a dear saint of God. But he's blind. Blind. And he'd get out of the car, and his wife would help him get out of the car, and he'd have his stick with him. He'd go up through there. I don't know how in the world the boy didn't walk into the wall. I'm going to be honest with you. It's amazing how God would move upon him and how he'd take that stick, and he'd know right exactly. He'd get into church. He was Sunday school superintendent. He played the piano, and I'm telling you, he could tear that piano up. I'm telling you, it's beautiful. But anyway, he'd sit over kind of over here, and it'd be time for him to get up. He'd get up without that stick, and he'd walk right up to the pulpit, know right exactly where he's at. I guess he'd been there so many times, he knew where it was at. And he'd walk right up there and open up Sunday school. I said, glory, hallelujah. I don't see how in the world it is. I said, son, I don't know how in the world you do it. He said, God just helps me, brother. God just helps me. But then he told me this, and I like to shout it. I'm telling you, it's blessed my heart. He said, don't feel sorry for me. He said, you know what the next thing I'm going to see is? You know what the next thing I'm going to see is? Jesus. I said, glory, hallelujah. Yes, you're right. Boy, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I thought, man, I see down here in this life, yes, we see beautiful things. But I also see things that are horrible. I see things that are troubling on every hand. I see sickness on every hand. I see all these things. He said, next thing I'm going to see is Jesus. I said, glory to God. Amen for that. God knows his future. Amen. And the next thing he's going to see is Jesus. I'm glad for that. For to be absent from the body is going to be present with the Lord. Amen. What a blessing to know that. But listen to me tonight. He also knows those that maybe think they might be saved, but just don't know. And knows that their future is a place called hell. Think about that, how horrible that is. We did mention about the Jews back there. That's that religious bunch. And I believe that religious bunch, like he talked about in there, they're going to think they've done mighty works, done great things. And he's going to say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity, I never knew you. But I believe there'll also be a crowd of people that will say with a mindset that, well, I believe him. I believe him. I believe him that he is Jesus. I believe him that he's a prophet. I believe him that he's maybe this or that, but they really don't believe him down in their heart. I believe it'll happen. But you know the thing about it is, Jesus knows. Jesus knows. One of the things, Brother Jim, I've tried to do lately, or I've tried to do all through my ministry, really, is when I have to hold a funeral, you can roll whoever you want to up there on the front of the pulpit, casket up here. But I don't care who they are, what their name is, where they came from, does not matter. I cannot with 100% assurity tell you that they have went to heaven. I just can't do it. I don't care if they've been in church all their life, from the time that even while they were in their mother's womb, all the way up to the time they died and they were 100 years old, I cannot tell you that they are in heaven. Cannot do that. Only they know, and only you know. Listen, I'm the only one that knows I'm saved. I can tell you tonight I am. Glory to God, I'm going to meet you in heaven. Amen. Know that for all the surety of my life. But you know what? The only thing you can say is, that's what Preacher Mark said. He's going to meet me there. You can't say it of surety. Amen. You can't say it of surety. But each and every individual knows down deep in their heart whether they're saved or not. They know that beyond a shadow of a doubt. But they're not the only ones that knows. Jesus knows. Jesus knows your heart tonight. He knows whether you're lost. He knows whether you're saved tonight. And he knows whether you're headed for heaven or whether you're headed for hell. I want to give you one more thing in scriptures here and I'll close. I'll give you this real quick. I'm trying my best to hurry. Look with me in verse 23. I thought about he knows their past, he knows their present, he knows their future. But let's stop for just a second in closing and think about how did they believe? We're looking at he knew the believers, but how did they believe? Notice with me in the first part of this. Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover. Did you get that? Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover. If Jesus had not have been in Jerusalem at the Passover, would they have believed? No. If he had not have been there, would they have saw him? No. But it was because they got into his presence. Think about this just for a minute, church. And I'm preaching to the church, okay? I'm preaching to safe folk, okay, tonight. When we get lost folk in the presence of Jesus, they'll believe. I praise God for what happened the other Sunday. Stephen Gracie's granddaughter came, got saved. I say glory to God for that. But you know why she got saved, I believe? They brought her into the presence of Jesus. And I ain't saying that because it was me preaching. I ain't saying that because it was Pentecost Baptist Church. I ain't saying that to build anybody up whatsoever. But Jesus was here. The Spirit of God was here. He was in our midst. And they brought her and got her in the midst. Got her in the presence of Jesus. I say glory, hallelujah for that. But you know what we ought to do? We ought to be going out, telling others, getting them in the presence of Jesus. We ought to be taking the Holy Ghost to them, amen. But we also ought to be inviting them to church and getting them in to where they can be saved, where they can believe, amen, getting in the presence of Jesus. Number two, I thought about this. Not only do they have to be within his presence, if you will, in the right place, but he has to be revealed unto them. Notice with me in the last part of this, he said, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. That's a revelation there to me. That's a revealing of His power. That's a revealing of who He is, that He cares for that person that He's given that miracle to. That is a revealing there that He's giving to those folk. And because He revealed Himself, because He revealed that to them, that's when they got saved. That's when they believed. Amen. Listen to me tonight. Unless the Holy Ghost believe, listen, unless He reveals it to you, you'll never be saved. You remember the night when He revealed Himself to you? Wasn't that a sweet night? Wasn't that a wonderful night? Never forgot it, amen. I'll always remember that night when He just revealed Himself to me. Listen, we got to get those lost folk into His presence and let the Holy Ghost reveal Jesus to them. I can't reveal Him. Can anybody tell me about Jesus and really describe Him? One of the hardest things I've ever found in my ministry is when I have to preach on love, or I have to preach on grace, or I have to preach on how big God is. Why, preacher, why do you have such a hard time? Because the English language ain't big enough. Amen. Definitely this old country boy's language ain't big enough. I even use those good country slangs, and they still ain't big enough. Amen. Listen, they ain't English language big enough to describe who God is. Amen. Listen, He's big God. But what happens is when we get those lost loved ones in the presence of Jesus, and then the Holy Ghost begins to reveal Jesus to them, amen, things are going to pick up, okay? That's when they're going to get saved. I say glory to God for that, amen. Then number three, I thought about not only do they need to be in His presence, He needs to be revealed, but I thought about noticing the scriptures there, what did they believe in? They believed on His name. Get that scripture there, read with me there. He said they believed on His name. I remember the scriptures over there. I believe it's in the book of Philippians, if I remember correctly. It says there, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. At that name of Jesus. I love that song. I don't know who sings it, but it talks about the name of Jesus. How it just quietens. Amen. You can walk through Walmart. I've said this before. You can walk through Walmart and say God all you want to. You walk through Walmart and say Jesus, and everybody will turn around and look. Amen. They want to hear where that comes from. Listen, it's at the name of Jesus. Amen. It's all about Jesus. Can you say that again with me? It's all about Jesus. Amen. It's all about Him. Amen. It's in the name of Jesus. That's what they believe in. That name. Amen. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I'm reminded over there in the scriptures. Thank you, Lord, for the thought. Where Peter and John were going into the temple there, and they told him there, told that, I believe it was a lame person there. He said that in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Amen. It was in the name of Jesus. Paul there in one scripture, he said in the name of Jesus, he healed that person. Amen. Oh, listen, it's in the name of Jesus. Everything we do, it should be in the name of Jesus. When we finish our prayer, what do we say? In the name of Jesus. Amen. Everything that we have, when we're preaching tonight, it's in the name of Jesus. Amen. It ain't me. It's all about that name, that precious name tonight. Amen. When they believe, listen to me. It'll be because they've got into His presence and because He's been revealed to them. But more than anything, it'll be because they believed on His name. Believed on who He is. That name tells who He is. Amen. They believed on Him. You can't believe on the preacher. You can't believe on the deacons. You can't believe on your mom and daddy. You've got to believe in Jesus. Amen. You've got to believe in Him tonight. Let's stand to your feet. I appreciate your attention tonight.